been super big into voice notes lately, or voice memo, but not only, I'll say, for recording my thoughts, but I've been into it for actually messaging people. So I've done that where I have recorded a note, even in LinkedIn, using the app on my mobile phone, or on my desktop, sort of recording a note to say something to someone, as opposed to writing it, maybe worrying about sort of how it's going to be read, am I saying the right words? I'll just record it, get my feelings out, get my thought across, and then just send it. Because I'm sure there's research to back me up on this, but when you're saying something, being in a conversation, you're not going to worry about as much about the formality, the structure, the right words as you would if you're writing something, especially in, a work-related email. So that's the recommendation for this week, or my tip, is that use voice notes, voice memos where you can. You could even use it socially. I've done that a lot. It was Rosh Hashanah last week, and I sent a huge number of messages this year rather than writing emails and ending up copying and pasting some of them, to be honest, just to save time so I could send it out. I send quick, probably 10, 15 second voice notes through social media, or I recorded it and attached it to an email and sent that along. And really, those hit better. They were more personal. They hear my voice. There's more tone. There's more excitement, especially in delivering a New Year's message. But on the work front, you could do the same thing. You could say, rather than worry about a phone call, because that would be easier to sort of convey the information, and then what if you don't have a record of what you said? Record the voice note instead of replying to an email. Record the note. You've got it saved, so you're going to have the file sort of as a record of what you sent. But you're going to get past a lot of the barriers, too, thinking about the person who's going to be receiving that information if they have questions. So they're going to be receiving your tone. They're going to be receiving the intonation that you want. Also, some people will hear or be more receptive to the information you're trying to convey by hearing it compared to reading it because, we got to be honest, most of us are skimmers, not readers. But we're still good at listening. We could pause, we could rewind, we could slow down. We consume audio or video with speech better. So that's my point. I just recorded this while I'm driving. Yes, it's safe because I'm doing this hands-free. I am paying attention to the road. This is more or less a bit of a stream of consciousness. I didn't edit any of this, but I'm getting my point across. Is it a little too long? That's for you to decide. But if it was a quick note, a quick yes, no, and a short brief explanation to a question, or if it was conveying a little personal message, if I had done that in 10, 15 seconds on an audio recording, you get my point. It would save me time. I wouldn't have worried about that email. It's easier to respond to something on the fly than if you're going to write out an answer. Because how many times, and I know I'm going on and on here, but how many times have you seen an email while you're walking or you're out and about and you're like, oh, I got to reply to that later. And you start to think about the answer, or you don't want to forget what you wrote or what you intend to write, And you're just thinking, looping that over and over again. What if you just grabbed your smartphone? Or I'm actually recording this on a little digital voice recorder that I picked up for myself. That's got a quick auto start. Hit a button, boom, it records. If you're curious about what that unit is, email me and I'll send it to you. Record that note. Record those thoughts. And it'll be easy to just send it off to someone. So I'm going to wrap up here because I know I said a little too much, but that's my tip. Voice notes, voice memos, social, work, whatever, saves time.